This is KNBA News. I'm Daisha Eaton in for Jocelyn Estes. The Lower Kuskokwim School District received a $1.5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education to enhance language proficiency for Alaska Native students in both English and Yupik. KYUK's Charles Enoch spoke with LKSD's assistant superintendent and has this story.
The United States Department of Education recently awarded $15 million in grants to 10 school districts across the nation. The plan is to use that money to help Native American and Alaska Native students who are learning English. LKSD is getting some of that money, and Carlton Kuntz is an assistant superintendent with the district.
So we were just notified that we did receive $1.5 million for the next 5 years. It is a five-year grant, so approximately $300,000 per year. And the focus of this grant is to supplement our dual language program in which we have Yupik and Chupik languages taught as part of our elementary.
Kuhn says they will use the grant to work with WIDA, an organization based at the University of Wisconsin that seeks to advance academic language development and achievements for culturally diverse students. Though the grant is already approved, Kuhn says there is plenty of work ahead.
We're real excited about the work ahead of us. This will be, like I say, a five-year project working with really national-level experts. And the national experts are going to work with our local language experts, so we will have elders and Yupik language teachers that will be working together in the summers to develop this program. So we're real excited about that.
The full set of national grants is anticipated to help around 8,000 Native American and Alaska Native students achieve their education goals in English and in their native language. Kuhn says LKSD will use that money to better test language proficiency of their native-speaking students and to provide better programs in the future. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.
Nanwalek School is getting some relief from overcrowding after a garage shop area was converted into a new classroom over the summer. Principal Nancy Klein says the new classroom for 6th through 12th graders has made students more comfortable and enthusiastic about learning.
The kids at Nanwalek School just seem really happy to come to school this year. It's almost like they have a place now. We have a pretty large middle school group, 26 kids. And I believe there's 17 high school kids, and that room is so much more appropriate for them. So they now have two large rooms, one downstairs and one upstairs for their classes.
Nanwalek is an Aleutic Sukpiak community near the southern tip of the Kenai Peninsula. Klein says the room is being used to teach middle and high school science and math. The room is airy and bright with high ceilings and large windows. It also has a new smart board. The school was built before statehood by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in 1958. There's been no expansion since an addition in 1977, but the population of Nanwalek has continued to grow. According to census data, Nanwalek's population has nearly doubled since the state started keeping track in 1990. Last year, the school was at 138% capacity. Until the Kenai Peninsula School District helped the school convert the garage shop into a classroom, students were packed into a building that's supposed to hold just 60. Klein says enrollment is up this year and that she expects continued growth.
There is definitely a growth pattern going on. I'm not sure that in the next couple of years we're going to see any big increase, but I think we're going to see another bump down the road.
Klein says she's happy the district has found this temporary solution.
I think this is a really good example of people pulling together all the way from the students and the staff and the district and the borough, all working together and the community to support using what we do have. I'm actually really proud of everybody that's been involved and very excited for the kids that they can relax this year and not be crammed in like they would have been had we not opened up that space.
Klein says the school has 80 students this year. At this time, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District has no plans to expand the school. For KNBA News, I'm Daisha Eaton.